Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You may know the work of Roz Chast as a cartoonist from her work in The New Yorker or perhaps from her book, Can't We Please Talk About Something More Pleasant, which was a bestseller. But here's something you probably don't know about Roz. She and Patty Marks, a staff writer of great distinction, play in a band, not just any band, a band with an extraordinary influence on pop history. And if you haven't heard of them, it's because they were always too far ahead of their time to break through to the mainstream. Here for your listening pleasure are Patty Marks and Roz Chast.
I'm Patty Marks.
I'm Roz Chast.
And we are the Ooclear Meltdown. You may not remember us, but you probably do. We were very, very big in the 60s when we were the Daily Pukulelis. Now we're the Ooclear Meltdown, and we are coming back. We're practicing.
For our return tour as Ooclear or Ooclear Meltdown, because we don't know how to, we're still debating on how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten some experts.
Yeah.
But even they don't know. So, eons ago, I was playing with Bobby Zimmerman.
Bobby Zimmerman. And I was with Joni.
You were with Joni. We were both too good for the rest of our band. It was very clear. I mean, it's the reason we got kicked out of the bands, really.
Yeah. Well, they were good also, but I felt like the way that they were good was a different way than we were good.
Well, we had personality. Yeah. They had talent.
Yes.
Which, okay, each to its own, right?
Yeah.
We were really just didn't belong with them. We had kind of a
And nobody wanted us in their band. I would go up to bands like Iron Butterfly.
Yeah.
You know, Jimi Hendrix Experience. I went there.
I gave Joan Baez two ideas, which really made her. She was had a pixie haircut. I said, go long, Joni. And then when she began, she would just say 1, 2, 3, 4. And I said, Joni, what you should do is flip your hair upside down, the way your long hair, after you grow it, and just say, this song's for David. He's in jail doing what he thinks is right. And if you notice, that's how she opened all the time.
Well, so we got together and we realized that we were very simpatico and we liked the same songs. They were all public domain.
We liked the same color ukulele.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So we formed the Daily Pukuleles.
Yes, and we got very big for a while.
Yeah, we got very big and then...
But then Paul stole all our money.
Paul, our manager, stole all our money. We didn't have any, luckily, but...
He stole what we had.
He stole our money. He stole all the money we were going to get.
Yeah. And that was when things did get bad, though, because then we had to go into rehab.
Mm-hmm. Which we liked.
We learned a lot. We made ashtrays.
We have some of the ashtrays from rehab.
Yeah. Yeah. We met some interesting people. What was our first breakout hit? Boy, it was a long time ago.
Was it Star Spangled Banner? Was it...
I thought it was Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday,
yeah.
We wrote Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday to you.
Yeah. That was... It's so
and now that we've
universal,
made,
really.
It
because
is universal.
If you're alive, if you're listening...
Right. Well, except for the people who have unhappy birthdays.
That's true. I mean, I don't want to force... Maybe we should change it to like...
Happy Birthday.
Birthday to you.
Yeah, whatever birthday to you.
Whatever birthday. Because, you know, you don't want to pressure anybody.
Mm, right.
It's like, you know...
Disappointed birthday we could do.
Yeah. Neutral.
Neutral birthday.
Neutral birthday.
Yeah. Have a birthday to you.
Yeah.
We're also working on Wrinkle, Wrinkle, Little Face.
Yes, yes. Wrinkle, Wrinkle, Little Face.
Also, we're working another.
Wrinkles form in every place.
Right. will you?
Wrinkles high,
lines
wrinkles
erase.
Low.
You want to play something?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Should we play
Camptown
Races, also called Camptown Ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Which we should say that we rewrote, and if you listen carefully to the lyrics, if you can hear them, you will see why. And. I usually introduce it because I don't have a singing voice, but I have a talking voice.
You have a very good talking voice.
I was in a talking choir.
My talking voice can get kind of like panicky and screechy.
Okay.
So this is On Your Mark, Get Set, Go.
Can't tell the ladies we don't know. Do-da, do-da. Who they are or where they go. All the do-da day. Gonna change the words. With the chords will stick. Don't want to pay no copyright and the ladies make us sick.
The end. It was on our first album, Ocular Accidents, which was our breakout album, really.
Yeah. We had a lot of records.
Right.
Duck and Cover.
Right.
Famous Duck and Cover.
Learn Ukulele in Your Sleep.
You too can play ukulele.
But not as well as we can.
Yeah. That was the subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
How to Make Love to a Man with a Ukulele.
Right. That wasn't Beethoven, that was us.
Crazy, because then we were touring all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being on the road, it's really rough.
Right. And
it's
also
rough,
confusing. You're always like, do you turn left? Do you turn right? That is the hard thing about the road.
I know. And you know how I feel about driving. I mean, I didn't learn until after we were on the road. So a lot of times when we were on the road,
We were lost a lot on the road.
We were lost. And I
was a problem.
And I would be like screaming while we were like merging into traffic, because when I merge into traffic, I have to really scream. And I was taking a lot of drugs back then, because being on the road was so
made
scary.
Made you nervous, right?
It made me very, very nervous. Sometimes I didn't even know if I was on the road. Am I dreaming, or are we actually driving on the road? Are we really on the road?
Or maybe we're just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Episode. Oh, yes. that was something.
Going electric.
Well,
we had fights.
Our manager, Paul, who took our money,
said
we had to go electric. So we went to your house, and we set up in the driveway, and we didn't really know how to. If you've seen a ukulele, there's
how
no place to really plug it in.
There's no place to plug it in. Yeah, exactly.
So we thought...
We went to the hardware store.
We went to the hardware store.
We bought extension cords. Batteries, extension cords. Everything
no
electric
place
that
to
we
plug
could
it
buy.
In. So you know what we did? We were pretty good students in elementary school. You can make a battery with a baked potato or a raw potato.
A raw potato.
Well, that was our first mistake, baked, but okay.
Yeah.
At least we didn't go mashed. We got a raw potato. We set up the wires and we tried to go electric.
We tried to plug the potato into the ukulele.
Then our manager told us, all right, if you can't go electric, you should break some ukuleles on stage. So we're a little afraid of that because of our shoes.
Yes.
We didn't really want to damage our shoes.
I also didn't want to get like a cut because I had read about sepsis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ukulele disco? You don't remember that?
Yeah.
It was like we were at Studio 54 every night. That was like we were very heavily into that whole scene for a little while, because ukuleles were like, there was this brief moment somewhere around like November 18th to November 20th, 1974, where ukuleles were kind of
I think. Well, then we tried, Sunday Night Rash.
Sunday Night Rash.
Yeah,
we tried. We tried. It didn't really, you know, I don't know why. Maybe like it passed its peak at that point.
Yeah.
People were too busy with, I don't know, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
We couldn't get into some of the discos because of the bouncer.
That's true.
The bouncer didn't let us in.
We were too short.
Yeah, we were too short.
Yeah. And the glasses. I think that was troublesome. You should not have worn the glasses.
Right. And they were always inspecting our ukuleles.
For drugs. Because we did used to keep our drugs in the ukulele, along with the gum and the tissues and, you know,
and the
change of underwear. Pencils, sketch pads. You could put a little sketch pad in there. You can carry this as a purse.
Yeah. We never broke up. That's probably why we weren't a bigger hit.
Yeah. And I do really hope that we peak yet again as whichever we decide it's going to be.
Right. Well, we're doing the best we can that doesn't involve work.
We have,
if you want to play
a weemaweck. Yeah.
You say weemaweck. I say weemaway.
It is weemaway.
I didn't know.
That's wrong.
We didn't know for the longest time what weemaway was.
And we
still don't. But I had the theory that it's what you do all the doo-dah day.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Chorus, on your mark, get set, go. A whim
away,
a
whim
away.
Near the village, the garden village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Back to the chorus.
A wing away, a wing away.
End. We're working on some new lyrics for this that was near New Jersey, the great New Jersey. Chris Christie sleeps tonight.
Yeah, because we like being topical.
Yeah, it's like being topical. We have a great rhyme with Obama and pajamas, but we need a story to go with it.
That was Patty Marks and Roz Chast on vocals and, yes, ukulele. Our story aired in 2017. The disco ukulele remix came to us courtesy of Terrence Bernardo.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.